Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. We're beginning our metro and area previews of prep baseball and softball teams today. Right now, Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams joins the show. The Tigers, 25-12 in 2022, a good season, no doubt about it, and looking to build off of that. Coach Williams, I love it when I'm talking to you, man. It means it's baseball season. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, we're excited. The last two nights have felt like baseball weather, so we're pretty pleased about that and excited to get the season started.
You got some practices under your belt, so have you liked what you've seen so far? Anything sticking out to you about this bunch?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited offensively right now. We feel like we're kind of ahead of the game where we've been in years past, just with some of the guys and some of the work they put in last season. And, you know, we return, I think, six players that pitched 14 or more innings, mm-hmm. you know, on a team that won 25, 26 games. And so, you know, you feel good about that. And so that's probably where we're going to be strongest early is our pitching and maybe our offense. You know, we're returning some really or we're replacing some defensive players that were in the lineup for quite a few years. So, you know, we're kind of young in the experience area there. But we feel really good about the work the guys have put in. And it's kind of a group that we've almost got to tell them to leave some nights, you know. And so that makes you feel good as a coach as well.
Coach Williams, tell us a little bit more about that work your guys have put in, because as you hinted at there, it's five of your top eight from last season in at-bats were all seniors. So there's going to be some new guys in the lineup. But, of course, like you're talking here, guys that you have confidence in, what can you tell us about the work they've done to give you that confidence?
Well, I just think they do it together as a group. And a lot of these guys have played together for a long time, and they've got a good friendship. But we really kind of challenged them in the offseason to compete with each other. And so we've really incorporated that even in our offseason throwing with pitchers and catchers. Some of the preseason hitting we've done is just we try to make everything a competition, right? And mm-hmm. and what I know about these guys, and I've said this about the group, you know, even last year, is they compete and they want to win against each other, and certainly when they come together as a team, they want to win. And so that's one area we really challenge them, and they really have done a good job at that. And it's just guys that want to be around each other, and even though they probably give each other a hard time too much, they generally like each other. And so that helps as a team bonding and a unity, whereas coaches, we don't have to spend as much time there, and we can just get into the practice stuff.
Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams with us as we begin our previews of metro and area baseball and softball teams for this upcoming 2023 season. Coach, you did touch on the experience that comes back on the mound. What would you tell us about kind of the makeup of that group? Do you have a lot of guys that bring similar skill sets to the table? Are you able to maybe kind of match guys up because they offer different traits? And who are you looking to really, you know, lead the way? You always got to have, you know, a couple, maybe three guys if you're fortunate that shoulder the load.
Yeah, well, it really starts with Shea Buskell. He was our all-conference catcher and pitcher last year. And so we feel really good about, like, just Shea being that kind of anchor, you know. And he was by far, he had a sub-2 ERA last year on the mound and really has worked hard in the offseason and kind of crafted his pitches a little more. And that's one thing, not just Shea, but, you know, we've got some other kids. Tegan Rath, another kid that shouldered a big load. Peyton Marsh, you know, those are the three guys that started the most out of the guys as kind of our conference guys. But, I really think they all bring something different, and they've really worked hard at crafting pitches. We spent a lot of time kind of utilizing some technology and just kind of the resources we have as a coaching staff to help with pitch design and what works for the guys and what they, you know, maybe their arm slot or this or that, or let's play around with a slider instead of a curveball because that fits your profile and, mm-hmm. and some of those things. And I'm really fortunate that some of the guys that help us out in the offseason are pitching guys, and so that their experience on the mound as college pitchers or just experience amongst other people has really helped out our kids. And our kids have really bought into some of the things that we're doing, and so I think we're really excited about that. And we've got some kids that haven't thrown a ton of varsity innings that we really feel could help contribute as well, too.
Coach, just to follow up on your pitching staff led by Shea Buskell, obviously you mentioned, you know, Peyton and Tegan as well. Just hearing you talk about that work in the off season, about, you know, tweaking repertoires, you know, looking at arm slots, pitch profiles, that's got to probably speak to, you know, how thin the margins are to have success in the Mississippi Valley Conference, right? Like, you guys aren't the only program doing things of that nature. It's great that you are, but, I mean, you know, when I was in high school, I think maybe, like, very layman's terms sort of conversations maybe happen from time to time in a nature like what you're getting at. But, I mean, the way baseball's changed, I mean, anybody who follows college Major League Baseball knows about how data has changed the game. And it's safe to say, albeit not quite at that level, but you got to have it, right?
Well, I think part of it is having access to it, and our kids have done a good job of leaning into it. You know, we've invested a little bit in training tools and techniques, but really what it is trying to tell the kids, kids are seeing velocity now. So, you know, back, you know, kind of what you were talking, when I was in high school, if we knew a kid was throwing, you know, mid to low 80s, we were kind of nervous that night, right? It's like,
yeah.
Hey, we haven't seen that a lot. And now these kids are going on the weekends and they're seeing, you know, 83 to 85. And what we have to tell our pitchers is we've got to be different. We've got to do something. And we don't need you to throw hard if that means it's not a strike. What we need you to do is go long in the innings. And pitch counts are a big deal now, too. And so, you know, how do we get out and be efficient and just be you, right? Like, you know, all of our kids are different. And I think that's part of it. You know, one kid might come in and he's throwing, you know, mid to low 80s. Well, one of our guys comes in and he's like, well, I'm only 78. That means I can't be effective. Well, that's not true. You know,
we've
had kids in the last few years that were 75 to 78, and they won a lot because they were effective and they, you know, they kind of bought in and leaned into what we were trying to do of be the best version of yourself. And that's kind of what we tell all of our guys. Be the best version of yourself, and that's going to help us go a long way.
I think kind of the last phase to really follow up on here, Coach Williams, would be, what do you think about this team defensively? Like, how much might be fluid here as you enter the season on, you know, who needs to be where to put your best group out there defensively and back up this pitching staff that you have a lot of faith in? And as you touched on before, a lot of those seniors had a lot of defensive talent that they brought to your program last year.
Yeah, I think one thing that we benefit this year is we have a lot of position flexibility, and so I think we've got guys that can play multiple positions, and so depending on who's pitching, you know, we can really rearrange and feel really comfortable. It's like a puzzle every year, and we haven't had to do that in the last few years. We've had a lot of kids that had a ton of games started and experienced defensively, and so now it's just, you know, getting our kids to buy into, hey, we need you to do this night, and we need you to be able to know how to play third base this night, or center field this night, or shortstop, or, you know, just kind of that, you know, or, hey, you played second base last year, can you move over to this position for us, because that's where we best need you, and those kind of things. And I think that's the one benefit is we've got a lot of kids that can do those things. It's just they don't have that experience yet. And I do think there's a big jump between sophomore and varsity. You know, mm-hmm. We do have some kids that have some starting experience, but the speed is different, and the guys running down first base is different, and how fast the ball is coming after you off the bat. And so I think that'll take a little bit of time, but I mean, like I said, our guys are working really hard and we're really pleased with what we've had even in the first, you know, 3 days of official practice and what we had leading up to our preseason practices.
Glad to hear it. A couple more minutes here with Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams. We're kicking off our metro and area baseball and softball previews today here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Tigers coming off of a good 2022 season, but like any team out there, as you've heard Coach Williams talk about, new faces and new places. And Coach, what can you tell us about what you expect out of your competition this season? The Mississippi division of the MVC has played some great baseball recently. You know, who stands out? What are you guys going to be up against?
Yeah, I mean, I think every night's a tough night. You know, we open night one on Monday, the first, you know, we play City High at City High. Or no, we play City High at home, and, you know, they're going to be talented. They're going to be a little different than they've been in the past, but they reload. And, you know, it's just everybody in the conference is solid. Prairie's going to have a really good group back. You know, Hempstead's got a really good group back. You know, Xavier had a deep run last year. Western Dubuque were state champions, and they lost some of their guys, but they've got most of that team back. And so, you know, it's just, what helps us is that prepares us for the postseason tournament. But it's difficult, you know, and so we're excited about it, and it's just, you know, we just know every night's going to be a tough night.
And finally, Coach, I mean, you touched on it there. You got that game coming up in 11 days. So what's left to get done here at practice? And I think maybe more specifically, how much does, you know, when you get a good read on your group, and, you know, every group's a little bit different, maybe some quite a bit different than the one you've had in a previous season, how much does that maybe change how you engineer your practices in the lead-up to the season?
Yeah, I think, well, just as becoming this being my fourth year of leading the program, I think you try to manipulate and get better at what you offer the kids and give them opportunities. You know, and we'll find out a lot about ourselves tomorrow night. We go to Independence and scrimmage them, and, you know, I think they're one game away from the state tournament and a top 10 3A team, and so that will help us a lot. I think part of it is just seeing what happens when the lights come on for our guys, and that helps us reevaluate going into next week. Okay, what are the things we really need to work on so we're prepared when City High comes to town? And so I think that will tell us a lot tomorrow after, you know, we kind of see some other pitching than our guys. And so I think that's what we're really excited about and moving forward.
Coach Williams, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Really enjoyed being able to learn more about your 2023 Tiger baseball team. Best of luck, best of health, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Cole. We appreciate it.